The RBA is widely expected to deliver a 25 basis point hike when it meets early Tuesday, taking the cash rate up to 4.35% and effectively reversing last year's easing cycle. The core rationale is straightforward. Inflation remains too high, and importantly, risks are now skewed to the upside again. The recent pickup in energy prices linked to the Middle East conflict is feeding directly into the inflation outlook, while domestic price measures like the monthly inflation gouge continue to show underlying pressure still running well above the 2-3% target band. At the same time, the labor market remains relatively tight, giving the RBA scope to act. There's also a growing concern around second round effects, particularly with rising inflation expectations and potential wage pressures, which reinforces the case for maintaining a restrictive policy stance in the near term. That said, the decision is not entirely one-sided. There are clear signs that the economy is beginning to slow under the weight of higher rates. Activity data has been mixed, with weakness emerging in areas like housing and forward-looking indicators such as job ads, and sentiment has softened. This is why, while a hike looks like the base case, the more important signal will likely come from the forward guidance. Our sense is that the RBA will use this meeting to reinforce its inflation-fighting credibility, but at the same time begin to open the door to a pause. In other words, this could be framed as a one more and wait type of a move, with policy now firmly in restrictive territory and the bank shifting towards assessing the lagged impact of tightening and the evolving energy shock. From a market perspective, the Australian dollar has already priced in a good portion of this outcome. The currency has been well supported, trading near multi-year highs, largely on the back of rate expectations. So unless surprises with a more aggressive tone, the reaction in Aussie dollar may be relatively muted, with the bar high for further upside in the near term. For equities, the story is more challenging. Higher rates and a softer growth outlook continue to act as a headwind for the ASX, even if certain sectors like financials see some modest benefit. So in short, this is shaping up as a credibility hike rather than the start of a new tightening cycle, with the focus quickly shifting from the decision itself to how long the RBA is prepared to stay on hold in an increasingly uncertain global environment. That's all for now.